My name is Tim Johnson. I'm president of Illinois Foundation Seeds Field Crops Division, and I'm also currently the president of the International Seed Federation.
Tell us a little bit about the International Seed Federation. What is that, and how does that relate to what we did here today, the Memorandum of Understanding between U.S. and Chinese Seed Association?
Sure. Well, the International Seed Federation is the global seed federation, versus ASTA is the United States Seed Federation, and the Chinese National Seed is for theirs. And they're members of the International Seed Federation. And the International Seed Federation has 80 countries that are involved and are members. And really what we do is promote movement of seed, protection of intellectual property right, and support of companies successfully moving seed globally.
Well, with this symposium today here with the Chinese, one of the things that's been a main focus is the protection of intellectual property rights. Talk to us a little bit about that and why that's so important.
Well, I think intellectual property rights, as we've given speeches before on, it's really important that there's good intellectual property right laws in countries so that companies will invest not only in those countries, but move their technologies, their products, their germplasm into countries that have good intellectual property. So we want to promote that not only in China and help them understand, and they're very much listening to how important intellectual property rights will be, not only to get access to it, but to strengthen their intellectual property right issues within their country and ultimately have better quality seed to feed their people.
You did a presentation here at the symposium and talked about that and about really, you talked a little bit about the difference in seed development today as compared to 30, 40 years ago.
Yep. So I started in the business probably 34 years ago, and really what we were doing was developing seed and genetics only. Today in the United States, we also protect that seed with biotechnology, and we're actually starting to be able to develop breeding tools in that to improve the genetic output of seed, like drought resistance or disease resistance within seed. And so those things are extremely important anywhere around the world to recognize how we can improve in those areas to make better seed, more stable seed on behalf of farmers, but ultimately for us, the people that want to eat the things that are coming off the farms.
How important is this right now? We know that we have countries that are opposed to GMOs, any type of GMOs. And how important is this relationship with China now in developing markets for GMOs in areas, you know, as we're looking at feeding a growing population?
Well, I'm going to say it's first about the seed. So whether it's GMO, whether it's non-traded product, or it's organic, we represent all those fields. And what we want to make sure is people have access to those. And I give China a lot of credit. China is investing heavily in biotechnology on behalf of the Chinese people. So, but the great opportunity is combining their technology and expertise of the future and ours to even make better improvements on behalf of the world seed industry.
As part of this international organization with 80 countries, I think you said, how big of an issue is GMO with those 80 countries involved? I mean, is it a controversial issue?
Well, I think people make it a controversial issue. And so from my standpoint, because we work in all three of those areas of organic, non-traded, and traded, I believe the important thing is people have choices. And so there are some parts of the world that are against GMO and want a zero tolerance for it. My position on that is that zero tolerance isn't acceptable, but we have to respect the people that want to eat organic or don't want to eat biotechnology. At the equal time, respect the people that want biotechnology. So at the International Seed Federation, we don't say one is better than the other. The importance is that access to all three areas is important for society, and then let the consumer make the choice.
On behalf of the other people, other things that are going on here, the accord is a big deal here with the expiration of patents coming up, and it's a huge deal on the international issue. Talk a little bit about that and why it's so important and where we're at as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. Well, we've always said that when patents go off, people should be able to have access to technologies and biotechnology products after their patents are gone. And what we label those as generic technologies or stacking generic technologies. And so as we knew this was coming up, it was important at ASTA for us to get involved with BIO and really work on a solution that's good for the industry. And the Accord is a foundation for that solution, making sure that people can have access. Now, I also believe it's important that people recognize when we're talking about biotechnology, we believe it's very safe product, but it's also important that it's a regulated product. And we do not want biotechnology to disrupt markets, to disrupt grain. And so the Accord really sets parameters of responsibility if you are going to introduce a product that goes off patent so that we do not disrupt the trade on behalf of society.
Now, what is triggering the Accord at this point? We have patents last 20 years, so we're looking at Roundup Ready technology, right?
Well, so it's the beginning. So, and I'll give Hugh Grant with Monsanto credit for this statement, but I think we have to recognize that biotechnology is in its teenage years. And I have a 19-year-old son at home, and even though he thinks he's an adult, he's still a teenager. And I think in biotechnology, I could say the same thing. We've learned a tremendous amount over the last 15 to 20 years in biotechnology and all the values of it. We've also understood some of the complexities of that. And so it's important for us to find pathways that respect all technologies and all genetics to move forward on behalf of society. And so the Accord lays that foundation down for us.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim.